welcome to another episode of Mr. Badger Talks Twitter Scum. We've got a brand new guest this month, the lovely Mrs. Ammonia Rot. How are you, Ammonia?
I'm fabulous, thank you. Stinking of cat piss.
Stinking of cat piss. Is that just an everyday thing, or
it's just all the ammonia?
Is cat piss just an excuse, or you've just got loose bowels?
No, I've just got two cats.
You've got two cats. You are a cat lady.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Well, you don't look the type. Normally, the cat ladies are sort of like in the 50s, aren't they? The dried up husks of a woman.
Botox, baby.
Oh, you don't do Botox, do you?
Maybe.
Well, don't tell anybody, but so does Mr. Badger. It's how I keep my youthful look, you know.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah. I have it in my scrotum mainly, though, because otherwise I'd just be trepping over them all the time. You know, I've got to raise them up somehow. But talking of scrotums, yeah, I'm a bit confused that you're a woman, because apparently you're here today to talk to us about being a champion shirtlifter, aren't you, or something?
A shirtlifter. That's only on weekends. Powerlifting, yeah.
What?
Powerlifting.
Powerlifting, what's that?
So it's, lifting heavy weights. So you've got three main moves, which is squat, bench press, deadlift.
Lifting dead people.
I lift people's spirits, bro.
Yeah. So is that like wrestling then?
No.
Oh.
It's solo.
It's solo?
Yeah.
Oh dear, so is this why you've had to get cats then? Because you couldn't even get friends at your hobby?
They're just part of the package deal. My minions. Yeah.
Start lifting weights, stink of piss. No, so power lifting then, is this like a sport?
It is a sport, yeah, officially.
Officially, so are you like in any sort of league or competitions or anything?
Yeah, I am. So there's like regional leagues and then there's nationals. So I've competed at England's and at Brits.
You've completed for England?
Yeah.
I think you might be the most qualified guest we've ever had on this podcast. Oh, apart from I'll Ricky Balshaw, who won a silver medal at the Olympics, but he's a Hmong, so it doesn't count. That's it's like participation awards for them lot, isn't it? You know, anybody can win one.
Yeah, and he's a man, I'm a woman, so it's far more impressive.
Talking at Hmongs and awards, do you know that the Spanish national basketball team, the Paralympic basketball team, got in trouble? I think it was 2013, because it turned out they only had two Paralympic players on the team. The rest of them were able-bodied people. Yeah, they won gold. And the only reason why people found out was there was an undercover reporter on the team, and he blew the whistle. So he came out saying, like, look, I've been playing for this team for 2 years. There's only two lads here with special needs. And then the chap in charge of the team said, yeah, and the only reason why you've come forward is because one of your mates noticed you on a fucking photo and tagged you.
Stop it. Is that true?
Yeah, straight up. And the Paralympic body couldn't give anybody a gold medal. I think Russia came second, like they got silver. But they couldn't give anybody a gold medal because every single participating team couldn't prove that they'd used 100% Paralympic athletes.
Surely there's a process.
Well, you'd think, wouldn't you? But it turns out the process is, give us some money, sound.
Sit in a chair.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Do you know what? Fair play to him.
That's it, yeah. You've never been tempted to pretend to be a monger out now?
No, I am.
You are a mong?
Yeah.
I'm a mong. Mongs. This is... You don't look like a mong. You seem to have all your capacity, you know. I'm a bit mentally challenged. You wouldn't know, but I am.
No idea. That amazes me.
Yeah. I never finished school, you see, because of me father.
Why didn't you finish school because of your father?
Because he poured battery acid on me.
Oh, I do recall. Yeah. That's
bad. Bastard. But anyway, we're getting off track here. We're meant to be talking about you and your achievements. So you've powerlifted for England.
I have, yeah.
Fucking fair pleasure. And I've just to get this right, in case anyone wants to Google your name, is it Ammonia?
Ammonia, that's correct.
Your name is Ammonia.
That is absolutely accurate.
So Cat Piss has won. What sort of medal was it you've won for England?
Well,
oh, here we go.
Hear me out. Hear me out. So I narrowly missed that. I was fourth in England, which was a bit of a shitter, that, isn't it?
But in the entirety of England, that's pretty good.
It's all right, isn't it? Seventh in Britain, fourth in England. Whenever I do regionals, I like to take home the gold.
Oh, there we go. That's nice then. And is that's not like I'm actually, well, one of my friends is close friends with what they call them, this, you know, the strong man. One of my friends is friends with the strongest woman in Wales. So you're not one of them, are you? You don't go lifting like big boulders and shit.
No, I bet she's a tank.
Oh yes,
in a good way.
Put it this way: even if she wasn't an attractive lady, I'd still tell her she was. You know what I mean? She's
yes.
Yeah, she looks like she could do me some fucking damage. But but she at one point she was not only the strongest woman in Wales, she was the strongest man and woman. She lifted more than
really?
Any man.
Really?
Yeah. Proper.
Oh, the men in Wales need to up their game.
I don't know. There was a newspaper headline in a place called Chirk, and it just said one-armed woman strangles husband. So
fair. Yeah. Whatever that means. Interpret that however you will.
Yeah. So you've never strangled a man using your immense strength?
Not as far as I can recall.
No. Oh, do you just black out and fucking go on a rampage?
It has been known.
So how did you... Because, again, you don't look the type to be sort of your aggressive, pumping iron sort of woman. How did you get into powerlifting?
Well, it was a long time ago, back when I was young, pre-Botox. It was actually an ex of mine who was like mega into the gym, and he did a bit of lifting, and he was he did one of those comps, you know, where they put oil on you and
hang on, that I've seen videos, but they've not normally been anything to do with powerlifting.
What, have men oiled up?
Yeah, well, more grease than oil.
Nice.
Lube.
Nice. Like loads of fake tan, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Posing. Which I'm way too awkward. I'm not graceful. So he was training like that, and I hated that. And I was like, oh, you spend all your time at the gym, blah 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 blah. And then I went down to the gym a little bit, and my now coach was like, let's do a session. And he was like, oh, she's a natural at that, and that was nice. So I thought I'd give it a go. And then we split up, and now I walk around the gym like I own the place, and I've got loads of medals. And apparently, he got fat and then just got really skinny and gangly.
Oh.
Music to my ears.
I was going to say, so you're not a vindictive woman.
Small wins.
But that's, so from what I'm guessing then, because it's lifting, it's all to do with your legs, is it? Your legs are the main motor, aren't they, they call them?
Your legs, your glutes, and then when you're doing bench press, it's all... your upper body, although you can use your legs, a bit of leg drive.
You can use legs for doing bench press?
Yeah, because if you get in position...
No.
You use the power of your legs. I don't know how it works, don't ask. It's your upper body, and then it's you pretty much your legs and your glutes. But it's everything, because you've got to be in the right position, so your back's got to be strong.
That's the one thing I was going to ask, is like people say, you know, to lift properly, like bend, lift with the knees, all that sort of stuff. From what I've seen of powerlifting, they go against every fucking rule you're told by HR.
You don't. You're only going to get injured if you do it wrong. So people who look and they're like, oh, it'll do your back in, it's like, well, you're just afraid of it, really. If you do it right, you shouldn't get injured. If you don't go too heavy and you know what you're doing, but...
This is 100% genuine now. I have seen a video of somebody, like, you know, trying to do... what they call it? Is it where you lift it up to your waist and then power it up above your head? What's that one called?
Oh, no, that's weightlifting. That's different.
Oh, what's the difference?
So, weightlifting is Olympic weightlifting. And that, you'll love this. Their movements are called a clean and jerk.
Forget the first bit, but I'm on board with the second.
You should do both, really, shouldn't you? Clean and Jerk. What's the other one called? Oh, A Snatch.
Oh, ah, yeah. I'll jerk on the snatch if I can.
And then clean it.
No. That's what curtains are for. Fuck it.
Yeah, so that's where you, like, put it over your head. So what I do is a squat. So you've got a bar on your back and you literally just go down and up. And then you've got a deadlift.
I'm just going to clip that to say that you just go down. That's all we need now to try.
You just go down and then you just scream at someone, just stand up. And then bench press is where you're obviously, you're laid on a bench and you know what bench press is, don't you?
Yeah, I've seen bench press, yeah.
Bench press. But you have to, in a competition, there's instructions, so you have to hold it. You can't go until they say you can, and then you have to hold it at your chest, and then they'll tell you to press it back up.
Is it like a one-and-done thing, or is it like a certain amount of reps, they call it, isn't it?
No, so you go in for your max, so you get 3 lifts of each one. So you'll come out and you get 3 opportunities to squat, 3 opportunities to bench, and 3 opportunities to deadlift. Deadlift's the one where you sort of, you stood and you pick it up from the ground and you just stand up.
Yeah, yeah. So your arms obviously are needed to hold the thing, but the majority of it, again, is all in your lower back and legs, I'm guessing, on that one.
It shouldn't really be in your lower back.
Shouldn't it?
It shouldn't
is
be
that why I prolapsed
back.
When I had a go?
Perhaps.
this is obviously going to be a no. I tell you, you've never seen anything like a prolapse, any nasty injuries or anything while you've been doing it.
I haven't, no, but you do sometimes see people shit themselves.
Well, I do that anyway, you know, I don't even need to be lifting weights. So. But no, you've never seen any injuries or anything?
No, not really. There are horrible videos online of where people have just they've pushed their body to the limit so much that they've fallen off. I think there was one. I think someone like broke their arm doing a squat because the position they were in holding it. Yeah, I know. And you can see it go.
Oh, no.
But it's not because they've done it wrong. They've pushed their body so far and the weight is so massive that one tiny little movement and you, that's it, you're done for.
This is the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my actual life. And this is, again, sort of breaking character, real life Mr. Badger here. I was at Tesco's one day, nattering to a lad who was, like, filling the shelves. And you know you get, like, 2-litre bottles of Coke?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they come in, like, a pack of 6 in, like, cellophane sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this lad was just holding a pack of 6 in his one arm whilst he was chatting to me. And all of a sudden, he just stopped chatting and just went, ah! And then his arm popped up towards his head and the bottom of his arm swelled up like a balloon. And apparently, the muscle had ripped off the elbow and just shot back.
What?
Yeah, so that muscle was just hanging there. And because there was nothing to fight his top muscle, it had just sort of locked up and he couldn't pull it down. So he had to go to hospital and have it reattached to have a normal arm again.
So you mean like his funny bone?
Yeah, but so the muscle that
attached. Attached.
Yeah, it just ripped off. And it wasn't anything heavy, you know what I mean? It's something he does every single day, you know, hundreds of time a day. And it's just that one chance your body just goes, fuck that.
Well, did you? No, they do. It says that, though, because you think you get loads of injuries from training and then it just ends up being like you're picking up a pen off the floor and you do your back in and that's it. You're done for.
Well, again, I know somebody who popped a disc, as you say, picking the letters up on, you know, the post in the morning. Went down to pick the post up.
Dangerous.
Bent with his knees and still popped a disc, you know what I mean?
Yeah, don't ever, ever open post.
No, that's it.
Story.
Well, would you post. Say...
Back under the door.
Well, everything's email nowadays anyway, isn't it? So it's lifting your laptop up probably is going to do it. But would you say that doing this has led you to be fitter then? So, you know, you're probably less likely to get injured.
Yeah, I'd think so. I never did sport before. I'm proper dyspraxic, so I can't catch anything. Ooh, Windows Security Defender. It's probably about you. I'll just dismiss it for later.
That's
sure
it.
I'll be
it's,
fine.
My tag does set off certain people's laptops, so yeah. You're not on any sort of witness protection program, are you?
I don't think... Oh, wait, I've lost my Bluetooth.
Oh, I can hear you. It's fine.
Can you?
Yeah.
That'll do, then.
I think you... Your earphones have probably stopped working, I'm guessing.
Do you think?
Yeah. This is technological wondery on the Mr. Batch's podcast today.
Talking about, yeah, ooh. What did you ask me? Oh, dyspraxic, yeah.
Is this part of dyspraxia?
No, that's my ADHD. No, it basically means I've got like no coordination. My hand hurts when I write. So like if I write, I can write for a bit and then I have to have a rest, shake my hand. That's why it's taken me so long to get a boyfriend.
I was going to say, Trust me, if you want to shake your hand around men, you'll get a boyfriend, no worries, don't worry.
But so basically lifting's good because the movements are so simple. I don't have to think about anything.
But this is the thing as well, is when I asked you how you got into it, there's nothing like this in school, is there? There's nothing that teaches young girls to sort of get into powerlifting.
No, I just used to do cross country and stop and have a fag halfway around.
But you're not allowed to call them that nowadays. You know, it's quite offensive.
A cigarette.
There we go.
Be clear.
Never mind.
To be very clear.
I thought we were back on that shirtlifting thing, you know.
Absolutely not. I would not use language like that.
No.
Come on, Mr. Badger.
I was going to say, you seem like such a polite lady.
Oh, thank you.
Because I've met you on the comedy circuit, haven't I? Where you do evangelical preaching about our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ.
Oh, we've disconnected again. Right, we'll just talk like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can be polite. I can hold myself well, I think.
Oh, I can't. It's impossible. I'm proper council estate scum, you know, so to me, swearing is just punctuation. I don't mean to be offensive. I just am.
Do you know what? I think I'm like that normally. I don't know why. Maybe I'm intimidated by you.
Well, there's not many power lifters that I think I can intimidate, to be honest with you. No, so say like looking at you're quite a hench lady, aren't you? You're quite physically
thank you.
Fit. But you're also
thank you very much.
What you've just shown off what I wanted to say, you're caked in tattoos, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
Okay, when did you start getting into tattoos?
I got my first tattoo when I was 23 and I had a big girl group from school and all of them had one, like just little ones, or you know, ones you get on holiday when you're like 18, and I was like, I'm never getting a tattoo, and now I've got 18 and no one else got any more. I don't really know how it's happened.
I said it's nothing to do with like, because obviously I'm taking powerlifting, there is an element of pain involved in it, you know, you're not but it's not like a nasty pain, it's like one of them ones that just wakes you up and makes you adrenaline and
scream.
All that. Yeah, but I think it's the tattoo thing along the same line as that. You just sort of like, you know, it makes you feel alive.
Perhaps. I think I'm quite impulsive. They do hurt me. They do when you first get them. And I've had tattoos that have been dead painful before. But the past few, I've barely felt them, apart from that one, which took, see it? Like 8 hours.
Jesus.
That hurt.
You're a psychopath.
I know.
I'm glad this is over Zoom. I've got a feeling if we're in a pub, you'd fucking glass me.
I'm not very violent, you know.
No.
I'm bitey.
Is it that you get a lot of your rage out while you're in the gym?
I guess I must do. I used to be a very angry young woman.
Oh,
I think I just got tired.
Well, I can say, like, when you said you dated this chap and, you know, that was the reason for you getting into powerlifting, really.
Yeah.
What was the, because your real name isn't Ammonia, is it? What was your real name?
Amelia.
So what was the Amelia like before she got into powerlifting?
That is an excellent question. I'm glad you asked. So I haven't had a drink now in nearly coming up for 5.5 years. And what happened? It's actually the opposite. It's because I'm dead hard,
okay.
And insight is cool. All right.
Yeah.
So I started lifting probably about 6 months to a year-ish before I stopped drinking, but not seriously. And then I stopped boozing. I just woke up one morning really hungover and I couldn't remember how I got home. And I was like, oh, fuck this, I'm not doing this anymore. So I just stopped. And then from that point is when I started training for my first ever competition. So that became my focus.
So if I'm thinking this right...
So before that, it was a nightmare.
In less than 6 years, like in 5 to 6 years, you've gone from not powerlifting and being a bit of a booze hound to being ranked fourth in the UK.
Yeah, that was last summer, fourth as well.
Bloody hell, fair play. I don't want to be too rude here, but what sort of age bracket are we in at the moment?
I'm in my early 30s.
Ah, too old for me.
I know. I know I'm not a risk there. Don't worry.
No, that's it. If you're not sucking a lollipop and you're not in a crash, you're all right. So,
Jesus.
But no, it's so I take it with not mental issues, but would you say that it's calmed you down? It's made you like a more rounded person.
Oh, massively, yeah, man, 100%. Like, I train for my head, and then anything else is just a bonus, really. Everyone at the gym's like that.
I guess every sports person I've spoken to are like people in martial arts or anything like that. Every single time I talk to them, they say about like, not that they used to be complete fuck-ups, but just that it's enhanced their life, it's enriched it, you know, gives them focus.
Big time. It's really social for me as well. You know, the whole like gym fam. But it's just a small little local gym. There's no like fancy equipment. There's no treadmills or anything like that. It's just nice. It's like a proper community. I mean, I can go in feeling crap and I come out feeling better. Sometimes I go just to cry.
What, is that a workout in itself? Or?
It can be. It's exhausting.
What does Amelia have to cry about other than the exorcism of Amelia Rose? Was that when you started crying?
Literally my name.
When they sucked Satan out of you?
Yeah. I miss him.
Yeah. No, I tell you, is it like I'm not wanting to push the matter too much, but do you have a few things, you know, that you need to work through and the gym is helping you?
Not at the moment, no. I've done quite a lot of self-discovery and self-work.
Oh, that's nice.
That's what makes me sound like such a wanker, doesn't it? No, I've got ADHD. I was diagnosed like 4.5 years ago and loads changed since then because I got medicated properly. And I sort of understood myself a bit more. And then now I just do things that are good. I'm really happy at the minute, actually.
I don't know if you know about ADHD, but my mate Tom Binns said it has a few side effects.
Such as?
Google Tom Binns ADHD. I'm not going to say it on the podcast.
Do I want to?
Yeah, we'll do it after the podcast. He's used to be a good comedian. Used to be on the telly. They're not putting him on telly anymore for some reason.
God, I just remembered. I've remembered.
Yeah, that's it.
That's funny though, isn't it? I mean, that's the best joke ever.
But I like the fact that he said he overdosed on ADHD medication, and I'm not going to say it, you know, but there are people. I don't want to get in trouble just in case it somehow comes back that, oh, yeah, no, that never happened. But, yeah, he said the overdose on ADHD medication was what made him download.
What an absolute... Just, again, it's like the... Spanish basketball team.
That's, we're back to
amazing.
That.
Amazing.
They were all f***ing. You heard it. It's that... from Amelia Rose.
Do you know what I mean? They're just like the pure belief that it's like, I will get away with this. People will believe me. Easy.
Yeah.
Amazing. The grandiosity. Just beautiful.
On that note, and I'm hoping this doesn't come up in the answer to what I'm about to say. So what are your plans for the future, Amelia?
My plans for the future?
Yeah. So if you're in your 30s now, I'm guessing you've probably only got a good, like, 10 years left in your powerlifting career. What are your powerlifting dreams in that decade?
Powerlifting dreams. Do you know what? Every single year, I always think, oh, I'll never get that number, or... you know, there'll never be a day that I'm anywhere near that number. And slowly it just happens. I think just to keep doing it for joy and keep competing, really. And do you know what's nice? Is we're getting young ones, don't get excited, through the gym every year, you know, like from school. And it's really nice watching, it's, they tend to be more lads, but it's really nice watching the younger lads improve and grow up. That's really cool. And being a good role model.
So again, nothing to do with what we've just been talking about with Tom Vince and everything, but you have ADHD and you hang around at the gyms to watch young lads. Well,
that's... No! No, no! I'm a positive figure. I'm like...
But you're something that starts with a P, but probably not positive.
No! Oh, God, please.
The lads might be HIV positive from the sounds of this.
Only if you've been around, pal.
Look, hey, mine doesn't work anymore. I can't give anybody anything.
Isn't it any bodily fluid?
No, no, there's nothing comes out of it. It's got too much maggots in it, you know. It's oh, yeah. It's just for show now, and even then, it's not much of a show, you know. Yeah. Anyway, well, again, I understand where you're coming from, because breaking the fourth wall again. Mr. Badger used to play basketball, and I think when I was chatting to you before this, I told you about my injury and how... The only thing I'm glad about is that I played basketball at a high level for as long as I did. There were times when I sort of thought, like, oh, I should give up, I'm getting on a bit here. But I'm glad I just kept going, because I know I'd have regretted it. So, yeah, I wish you well in your next 10 years.
Thank you.
But what would you say? Because you're also starting a fledgling comedy career, aren't you? What would you say if your comedy career took off? Would you jack it all in and just concentrate on that?
Oh, I don't know if I call it a career. I don't like to say I'm a comedian. I like to say I do comedy.
Good. I fucking hate these people who've done three gongs and they just go, "I'm a comedian."
I'd never do a gong.
Good. Again, they're shit.
No, I couldn't think of anything worse. I think that sounds horrible. I do comedy for fun. I love it. It makes me feel good. It's really social. I've met loads of really cool people. Don't know if you fall into that category.
I'm not cool at the moment. I'm very sweaty, people. You know. It's,
a lot of interesting people.
Yeah.
It is. I'm just horrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I love that, and it's really good fun. But this year, I've just come back from the Fringe, and I did a couple of shows, which I set up with my fella, and that was really fun. We ran that, and then I've done the odd spots. And if you told me last year at the Fringe, when I just picked up a few and I was on like my 10th gig, that I'd be doing my own show, I wouldn't believe you. So who knows? Just going with it. I'm just enjoying it. I don't want to, you know, what's that gambling ad? When the fun stops, stop.
Yeah, oh, what a lovely attitude to have. And the one last thing we're going to say, we've got about like 5 minutes left, and I just want to go through, if you had any advice to anybody who wants to get into it, what would you do? How would you go about it?
Find a good coach. Do it properly. Or a train, or a car. I just can't think of another word now. Because now I'm just thinking about a bus.
Trainer. Like a shoe.
For fuck's sake. Oh, I give up.
Yeah, but no, get a good coach/trainer.
Get a good coach. Someone who actually powerlifts. Because a lot of like these PTs, inverted commas, who you see at the gym, are just people, and no disrespect to them, but... This is a sport and you can really hurt yourself. And if you want to do it properly and you want to compete and you want to get really good, you need somebody who's competed themselves, who's had other athletes. I'm an athlete. It's like saying, oh, I'm a comedian. I just do powerlifting. Someone who's, you know, had athletes, gone through competitions, know how it works, so that when it comes to comp day, you don't have to think about anything. Your coach should just be able to rock up and control the whole day for you, basically. And someone who's patient. And kind. My coach is one of my best mates in the world. I love him to bits. He probably knows more about me than anyone else. Because he's seen me in all sorts of states. And I think... oh dear, indeed. I think going to gyms, pick a gym which is like a safe environment to not, you know, without posers. Like, people do pose in my gym. But I don't think it's an ego. It's more like pride. It's being like, look at this work I've done.
Yeah.
And I think it's difficult if you've never been in a gym, or like a lifting gyms can be quite intimidating. So drop people a message first. I think drop gyms a message first on Instagram. Get a vibe for the response. And be brave.
Yeah. I think that covers it all, really. Be brave.
Yeah, be brave.
Is there anywhere that people can find you online? Any things to follow?
There is. So I'm on Instagram as Amelia Rose Comedy. And then I
But you're not a comedian!
I know. But should I show you to Amelia Rose Does Comedy? That'd be better,
yeah.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So it's, what is it? Yeah, Amelia Rose Comedy, all one word. I'm checking on my phone now. God, I'm like an old woman. Or I've got a powerlifting account, which is amelia.powerlifts.
Amelia. So you got Amelia Comedy and amelia.powerlifts.
Amelia Rose Comedy.
Amelia Rose Comedy.
And amelia.powerlifts.
So who's Amelia Dot?
My lifting ego. My Sasha Fierce.
Yeah. And I tell you, you've got nothing, because you said you've done the Fringe, haven't you? You've got no more solo shows or anything coming up?
No. Oh, it wasn't a solo show. It was more like a dating game show. It was great, actually.
You did a dating game show with your fella?
Yeah, it was brilliant. It was like a blind date type thing.
Was he your fella before the show?
Yes. Yeah, we set it up. Yeah.
Well, that's fucking rigged, isn't it?
No, we were hosting.
Oh, I see, I've got you. Okay.
We were hosting, and we got people up from the audience. We're hoping to do it again, actually. It worked really well. And it was a really cool concept, and it was just a lot of fun. So I think if we can, actually, it'd be really cool to try and run it again locally. We'll see.
Don't take my idea here, but I've got a good idea. Basically, using your concept, you should call it Blind Date.
I think it's a goer.
Is it?
I think it might be.
She's dead. It don't matter.
She's dead. Yeah.
Right. Anyway,
R.I.P. Scylla.
Yeah. Bye-bye, Scylla, down in hell. So it's been lovely having you on.
It's been lovely and terrifying in equal measure. I've enjoyed and hated every second.
Well, that's a typical Mr. Badger experience. But it has been lovely natting to you. And as I say, anybody listening to this who wants to get into powerlifting, do be brave and go check out your local gym. And if you want to follow Amelia, it was Amelia Rose Comedy or amelia.powerlifts. That was it, wasn't it?
Yes, correct.
Say goodbye to the boys and girls, Amelia.
Goodbye.
Boys and girls, bye-bye.
So we finally got a Discord room set up for anybody who's a fan of the podcast. You just want to go on there, have a chat, maybe leave some questions for Mr. Badger, or just talk to me. I'm quite lonely. If you do want to find out, just go onto your local Discord. That's I think it's a website or an app, they call it nowadays. Discord, and search for Mr. Badger's Room for Utter Scum. I think my management team have put a link on my Facebook profile as well, if you're on there. Anyway, hope to see you on there soon. We'll all have a good chat and all that. Bye-bye!